Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively answer, describe a job you think is interesting in IELTS speaking. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've encountered numerous responses to this popular topic. In this comprehensive guide, I'll share insider tips on how to tackle the describe a job you think is interesting question effectively, helping you aim for that coveted high band score. Understanding the topic. The describe a job you think is interesting topic is a common one in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. It's designed to assess your ability to speak at length about a specific subject, showcase your vocabulary related to work and professions, and express your personal opinions. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this topic is typically a Part 2 question, the examiner might warm you up with related questions in Part 1. Here are some possible questions. What kind of job do you do? Do you enjoy your current job? Why not? What's your dream job? What factors do you consider when choosing a job? Let's look at a sample answer for the question, what's your dream job? Band 6 to 7. Answer: My dream job is to be a teacher. I really enjoy working with children and helping them learn new things. I think it would be very rewarding to see my students grow and develop their skills. Band 8-9 answer. I've always been captivated by the idea of becoming a marine biologist. The prospect of delving into the mysteries of the ocean and contributing to the conservation of marine ecosystems is incredibly appealing to me. I find the combination of fieldwork and research in this profession particularly enticing, as it would allow me to make tangible contributions to our understanding of marine life while also addressing pressing environmental issues. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Describe a job that you think is interesting. You should say what the job is, how you know about this job, what qualities are required for this job, and explain why you think it is interesting. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a job that I find incredibly fascinating, that of a forensic psychologist. I first learned about this profession through a compelling documentary series that delved into the minds of criminals and how psychological profiling aids in solving complex cases. Forensic psychologists play a crucial role in the criminal justice system by applying psychological principles to legal matters. They're often involved in assessing criminal behavior, providing expert testimony in court, and helping to develop rehabilitation programs for offenders. This job requires a unique blend of qualities. Firstly, a keen analytical mind is essential, as forensic psychologists need to interpret complex data and draw logical conclusions. Exceptional communication skills are also vital, as they frequently interact with law enforcement, legal professionals, and sometimes the criminals themselves. Emotional resilience is another critical trait, given the often disturbing nature of the cases they handle. What makes this job so interesting to me is its multifaceted nature. It bridges the gap between psychology and law, requiring a deep understanding of both fields. The intellectual challenge of unraveling the human psyche in the context of criminal behavior is immensely appealing. Moreover, the potential to make a significant impact on both individual lives and society as a whole by contributing to justice and rehabilitation is truly compelling. In essence, the role of a forensic psychologist offers a unique opportunity to explore the complexities of the human mind while serving a crucial societal function. It's this combination of intellectual stimulation, real-world application, and meaningful contribution that makes it, in my view, one of the most interesting professions out there. Follow-up questions. What challenges do you think forensic psychologists face in their work? Band 6-7. Answer. I think forensic psychologists probably face a lot of stress in their job. They deal with difficult cases and might see some disturbing things. It's also probably challenging to work with criminals and understand their minds. Band 8-9. Answer. Forensic psychologists likely grapple with several significant challenges. Firstly, the emotional toll of regularly engaging with disturbing criminal cases can be substantial, potentially leading to vicarious trauma. They must also navigate the ethical complexities of balancing their role as mental health professionals with the demands of the legal system. Additionally, the pressure to provide accurate assessments that could influence legal outcomes is immense, requiring a high level of precision and objectivity in their work. Do you think this job will become more important in the future? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I think this job will become more important. As we understand more about psychology, it will be useful in solving crimes and helping rehabilitate criminals. It could help make our justice system better. Band 8-9. Answer: I firmly believe that the role of forensic psychologists will gain increasing prominence in the future. As our understanding of the human mind continues to evolve, the insights provided by these professionals will become ever more valuable in the criminal justice system. Moreover, with the growing emphasis on mental health in society, their expertise in assessing and addressing psychological factors in criminal behavior will likely be in higher demand. Their role in developing more effective rehabilitation programs could also be crucial in reducing recidivism rates, making their contribution to public safety increasingly significant. Part 3. Two-way discussion. How do you think technology is changing the job market? Band 6-7. Answer: Technology is definitely changing the job market a lot. Many jobs are becoming automated, which means some people might lose their jobs. But technology is also creating new jobs that didn't exist before, especially in IT and software development. People need to learn new skills to keep up with these changes. Band 8-9. Answer: Technology is undeniably revolutionizing the job market in profound ways. On one hand, we're witnessing the automation of numerous roles, particularly in manufacturing and routine administrative tasks, which is displacing certain workers. However, this technological shift is simultaneously spawning entirely new industries and job categories, especially in fields like artificial intelligence, data science, and cybersecurity. This transformation is necessitating a significant shift in the skill sets required in the modern workforce. There's an increasing premium on digital literacy, adaptability, and continuous learning. Moreover, soft skills like creativity, emotional intelligence, and complex problem solving are becoming increasingly valuable, as these are areas where humans still hold a distinct advantage over machines. Interestingly, technology is also reshaping the nature of work itself, with remote work and gig economy platforms becoming more prevalent. This is offering unprecedented flexibility, but also presenting new challenges in terms of job security and work-life balance. In essence, while technology is certainly disrupting traditional employment patterns, it's also opening up exciting new possibilities. The key lies in our ability to harness these changes positively, ensuring that workforce development keeps pace with technological advancements to create a more dynamic and inclusive job market. Key vocabulary and phrases: captivated by adjective, fascinated, or entranced by something. Pronunciation: captivated by. Example: I was captivated by the intricate details of the artist's work. Delve into, phrasal verb, to examine or investigate something thoroughly. Pronunciation: delve. Example: the researcher decided to delve into the ancient texts to uncover new information. Play a crucial role, phrase, to have a very important part or function. Pronunciation: play a crucial. Example: proper nutrition plays a crucial role in maintaining good health. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Pronunciation: multifaceted. Example: the problem is multifaceted and requires a comprehensive approach. Bridge the gap, to connect two different things or groups. Pronunciation: that. Example: the new policy aims to bridge the gap between rich and poor communities. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing an interesting job. Prepare a range of professions. Have detailed knowledge about several interesting jobs to choose from, depending on the specific question. Use specific terminology. Incorporate job-specific vocabulary to demonstrate your language proficiency. Structure your answer. Use clear organization in your response, addressing all parts of the question. Provide examples and personal insights. This adds depth to your answer and showcases your ability to express opinions. Practice speaking at length. Aim to speak for the full 2 minutes in part 2 without repetition or hesitation. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Confident delivery, varied vocabulary, and complex sentence structures will all contribute to a higher band score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on how to describe a subject you would like to learn in the future helpful. It provides additional strategies for expressing your thoughts effectively in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.